This is a dictation for Margaret Watts, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, T like Tom, last name Watts, W-A, T like Tom, T like Tom, S. Margaret Watts, date of birth, 6/25/47, date of accident is 9/7/2022, and date of service is 1/27/2023. History is as follows. The patient reports that she is suffering from ongoing pain in the right knee, especially when she is moving about, and right hip, and they are labeled at 5. Pain in the right shoulder is labeled at 5 also. Patient complains of pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, and stiffness also in these areas. Range of motions are also limited for the shoulder. She reports almost 40% improvement in various symptoms. ADLs are reported affected at 4. The radiation, the pain is still continuing into the outer part of the right arm, beginning from the neck down to the shoulder to the right thumb. And that is ongoing. Headaches are minimal, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Overall, all the symptoms of pain are limited to 4 to 5. The pain in the right ankle was not related to the automobile accident. She has been referred to her personal podiatrist physician for further help. At this time, patient reports 40 to 50% improvement in her pain symptom, and ADLs are not reported affected beyond 4. A neurology and psych patient has headaches, which is only 5 and occupying the front of the head only. And frequency is much less and severity is less also. She denies any symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory. And the patient has depression and nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient has complained of pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, right shoulder, and lower back. And stiffness of the right shoulder, neck, and lower back stiffness. Pain in the right knee is reported. Hip pain is also minimal at this time. There is the patient reports that she can walk up to one or two blocks easily, but then the pain in the hip and the knee comes on. She is on a full-time work as a light duty that she can handle. And in the GI, patient has constipation, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is a frequency, but there is no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 1 month, patient has no changes in the pain level, and there are no relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is all non-reporting. Substance abuse, none is reported, and at compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the following. Blood pressure is 204/194. The blood pressure is 206/99, and the pulse is 56, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is January 20th, 2023. Dictation number 0123-015. And she has some pain in the sacroiliac joint as well, for which she is continuing treatment, although some improvement has been reported. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is to add lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram daily for her pain relief. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. She'll continue on physical therapy 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gear training for the neck, mid back, lower back, and other areas that are complained of pain, like right shoulder, right hip, right elbow, right wrist, right knee, and sacroiliitis is located to the left side. Right side is completely healed up. So please mention in the physical finding that the Favor test and Gonsalin test only on the left side are positive. Patient is provided a back brace and a knee brace. Order. She is provided the following medication that she is continuing: meloxicam, Acifex, Tylenol, codeine, Xanax for severe anxiety related to the car accident, gabapentin, and Furoscix for headache. She is returned back to full duty job with some additional breaks. Thank you. We did advise her about her chiropractor that can be used in addition to physical therapy and acupuncture. Thank you.